Shiva test for conclusion continued by Rosh Hashiva Rosh Hashiva Tov Shemim Hay, January 28th, 1985, on Monday.
This time. Now, this is one idea. That Rosh Hashiva mentioned the Supreme Bush. Then there is another idea. In other words, with which we can answer the kasha of Rosh Hashiva. Why would we not say, Lord Shiva in the volume? Implication being, if there had been an AP with us, so then we bottle some but the Mechila shouldn't be bottled anyway, even if there had been AP with us, because it's recoupled with Zoe. So some of the shaming deduced from that memorial that we don't pass no Kamea, that we don't require this to happen. And I would give that chance that where there is an Indian Muhach, then we don't require Mishpigatman. But that should not be equated with Taisus that. Taisus only mentions that Ligabi Micholava Shrey Hen, but not Ligabi Yad Mishpigatman. Alright. But then there is another item that is also in Terence and that Kasha Bishop. The Rambam passed the item there. That it has to be Mishpiyatun. But the Rambam Shiki is that Mishpiyatun is only required in the Tnai of Bin, but not in the Tnai of Yach. So the Rambam says in the Hasidim of Matoni, Peregimu, Koreine al Menas Keine Maach Shokdome, Vein Tzorich Lichte Vatnai, Kachelu Mitzus Hagenu, In Gittin Dush, but not in the Mons. So here the Rambam says, in Dorzerai, that the Rambam mentions the same shikhi of the Rabbeisov, of the Reef. Of the Reef and basically Midash, in the Chassidus also. מצזגנים אחרים שאומרו שאין צורך שנודו מליכת לאותוי. That's really the beat, but it's really the sheet of Chabai word. That's why, you see, in Yilches, Sri Matron, he says, in Rabeza, because the beat of Rabeza is Mila. But it's not their sheet of Chabai word, it's the sheet of Chabai word. So that's why in Yilches, he says, להשמיץ אז גנים אחרים כשאומרו so and also הרשבם בשליחוי says that in the name of אבינו שמואל ומחופי גוי לנרוך את רבי על הדגר שנקדוש פייט יש ניצת דין מאחרים שאומרו שנמצאו לכל מיכתו תנועי על הבגיטים ובגישים דרובה אבל לא מנס למצוא לכל מיכתו So what does he say in the Chesri Matane in the Rezerai? In the Chesri says, he says, the Rezerai Kneget, ואם רואו ניסמי חלבו נוזה, שכפיל הסתנאי למשוא העבוד גורים, מתנועי בלגוד ובנעוב מונגרי צרח החום. אם יעבוד מגוד ומסתם, אם לא יעבוד נחז ובזכר, ותנאי זה להויו לא יבגיד ולא יבגוש, וחוזר היום בין להגיד מרשם ולמולך. So, in the Chesed, So whereas in the Chasri Matam, he says in the Zerai, he doesn't mention Rai Kinege, the Shite, the Shite, the Shite, he mentions Rai Kinege, the Shite, and it's a very strong passion. It's an absolute fact. How can gaining the belief of Jesus in Midas say such a thing? That Jehovah Walker, Mishpiyat Noim, by Kofu and all the other Mishpiyat Noim, apply only to the Kofu. The source of Mishpiyat Noim is Nigol Nirum, was that a subject of the Abitur Mishnah that was the Nomores in Yavon Nisake. So it was a Matone. Some Vele, how can we say we can only learn out it from Krishna Nimonis if the whole source relates to Nimonis? Now, the Ayyad Mukhasishas, he says, Kosva Ayyadzao, for Kosadma Pam, the same fair Kinyan, Idriyacha. In other words, it's not such a strange. We explain it in Sefer Kinyan. So let's see what Ayyad says in Sefer Kinyan.
So she's doing this. How can
intention, the Rishi's negative intention. Here she inquires us about. So he says, no, there's a difference. He says, Kirshin and Dushin is, Kirshin and Dushin is in the world. It's a serious matter. It's not like, you know, selling yourself. Selling yourself, okay, you sell yourself. Your whole life doesn't depend upon this. It's not such a major thing. But Kirshin and Dushin is a major thing. So it's not to stop it up. That the person should base the decision to get married or the decision to divorce his wife upon minor things. Signing good, all right, signing good is something. But it's not so major that this should be the motivating consideration for the divorce. For divorcing the divorce. So Mele, even though he says so, in particular, in Messiah Zeus, in the rest. So he's basing it upon the fact that children in Messiah Zeus, but it's still not his motivating consideration. We say he decided to divorce his wife because he doesn't like her, he can get along with her, he's constantly fighting with her, and there is no use to remain married. That's why he decided to divorce his wife. But I go ahead, why not get an extra 22 Arabic? Since he decided to divorce his wife anyway, or he decided to be encouraged a certain woman anyway, and he wants her. So he wants her because of his friends too. Not because of his, he wants her because he thinks she is a good wife. But he says, he particularly Mosaim Zeus in the Russian. Why not get an extra 200 Jews in any house and the extra 200 Jews? But it's not a motivating consideration. Machinism by the dominance. So you can say, maybe in the sign of Jews, many other times, a motivating consideration. In other words, the passion by the Bible is, how can we say Mishkat knowing if he doesn't want to be married? So it's choice. Toys? The answer is it's not toys. What is toys? Toys is something that the average person wouldn't do it had he known the circumstances. Had he known of the circumstances. In other words, let's say if somebody, if it is evident that the business to buy the person decided to sell is impossible. Because he determined, he decided to go without his oil. Some male stories. So we cannot test. He won't give away toys. So what is won't give away toys? So we can take away his sabe, even though he didn't have the das, the consent to sell it. So where? So that is the chat in the other idea. The Hayat says, the other idea. That the Ramban mentions in Dushin Bahun, the Ramban and all about the Rishayim, that where there's an Indian Muhaf without his stipulation, then there is no need for Mishpilat Noim, the Kofur, and all that. Because if there's an Indian Muhaf, so then it's Toyes. But if without the stipulation, there is no Indian Muhaf. But why should we say he doesn't want? Because he said so. So we say, when he said so, since without his saying, there is no Nidmuchah, that was his intention. So even if he said so, so it's only me of Chibubadas and Bichukadas. So only if he's Mechazad, in other words, that the Hayat is saying something. Tesis in Suves, but I know it, is the same question. How does Amir say that if he wasn't capable of knowing, or one of the Mishkilat knowing is lacking, it's lacking rain, or whatever it is, it's like a mice. So, I mean, it's mice given in time, so it's knowing more. But it should be toys. He said that it, and that condition doesn't want to satisfy. So this is give the parrots, this is an analysis. The textually doubted as a possible of knowing what we are obeying. So I would say that all knowing are in effect. All knowing are in effect. And that every time, even if he escaped from knowing, should be knowing what on Maisikai. But it is as a possible, there is the aloha of Mishpitiya knowing. There is a kosov of Mishpitiya Atmoi. So, applies only in the case where he was Mechazikis Noi, in the corners of Mishpitiya Atmoi. But when he was not Mechazikis Noi, then the Jerusalem doesn't apply. And without the Jerusalem from the Bernoulli, then I would say that all Tnoi, even if it's my coffee, it should be Tnoi bottom my sky. So what's the chapter basis of my account in Suez? The chapter basis in Suez is that the reason as to why, in case of Tnoi, so if the Tnoi is not fulfilled, the Mysis bottom is not fulfilled. Because if the person agreed to sell the Sode in the event of the condition being fulfilled, so there is das even in the event the condition is not fulfilled. Even in the event the condition is not fulfilled. Is not fulfilled. But the reason is why Noid Botlo Maisekai, the reason is why. If the Tnai is not fulfilled, and it was stipulated, formulated, in forms of Mishpitiya Atmoi, so if the Tnai is not Niskayim, so then the mice is bottled because of the special Zeros HaKosu, that people at night negates the Chalei Sakim, the mice, negates the mice, not because of toys, but the special Aloha, that the Tnai can be the mice, and there is a right, there is a the Shama in Nozia hold that Hegdesh Toyas is Havedesh. Hegdesh Toyas Havedesh. You don't pass by the Shama. But the Shama hold that Hegdesh Toyas is Havedesh. And then the Shama also hold that there is a Hegdesh between Nozia and Hegdesh. Just as Hegdesh Toyas is Havedesh, so Nozia Toyas, if somebody is becoming serious upon himself, and it's made, it turns out that it is victorious, he still becomes a monster. We don't pass for that. But that's the Shamash, the Tebi Hegdesh destroys the Hegdesh, and Nozer victorious is Abbe Nozer. Still, there are many Mishnayos in Nozer which point out that if somebody is Magdish or is becoming serious and is lying, Tnai is not Niskayim because the Hegdesh is not coming. If we were to assume that the whole reason is why people at night negate the Maisei is because he said so, so it's Toyes. So the Tabi Hegdesh or Hegdesh Toyes is Abi Hegdesh, so people at night should not negate the Hegdesh, should not negate the Kabbalah's Gezer. So we see that there is a special halacha of Tnoi that people at night negates the mice, not because of toys. Even in cases where toys is not provided the mice, let's say by Hegdesh according to Bishamai, by Nozer according to Bishamai, but people at night, if he's mangling something on night, or he's becoming serious and serious, let's say, he may have been on the plane, I already know him, and he doesn't go on the plane, so he's not in Nozer. Why? Because of toys. But according to the Shammai, so Nozer Victorious is Abin Nozer. Nozer Victorious is Abin Nozer. The answer is, there is a special Allah, because this is the apostle of Mishpitiya Atmoi. As Stacy says, in Perek HaMadon and Suez, without the apostle of Tnoi, when we go to Mehubay, I would say that all Tnoi even if he is capable of joy and so on, so he's no immortal Maizekaya. Because if the person gave his consent for Khalid Sakhiya in the event a certain condition is fulfilled, so there is no song of consent even in the event the condition is not fulfilled. Because the Tnai is only a meaning of Agavuche, of Kirvadas and Chizkash. Now we can understand the right.
Consideration, so then it couldn't be choice.
Gitlu Krishna so major that Kimatnaya or Gitlatnaya could not do the movement as the rest. What difference does it make? If he wants to divorce his wife, so he wants to divorce his wife, he means that now he's not okay. If if he doesn't want to divorce his wife, he doesn't want to divorce her, even if the plan is okay. Now the fact that he decided to divorce his wife means that he decided that another consideration, not because of this tie, and this tie is only an extra thing. It's only a mean of Chilvadas and the little guys. And the little guys. Bishri Magnimomenes, which are not so major. So the Knai might be a motive in consideration. Not just an extra thing. But by Vishnu Dushnu which are major, so the Knai is not the motive in consideration. The Knai is just an extra thing that he wants to obtain. Let's say the Masayim Zeus or the Chishikov Mother Plane, an extra thing. An extra thing. So Mele, if the Knai is not fulfilled, it couldn't be bought on the basis of toys, but it can only be because of the existence of apostles. The people at nine, they can gain the kingdom, can gain the mice. So there is a law. Only if he was the hazard at nine, in home to wish at nine, then he can gain the mice. Otherwise, not. Otherwise, not. But by the moment, it's not so major. So why not say that the Messiah Zuz or the Alichalim of the plane, whatever it was, is the motivating consideration. To say that the Messiah Zuz is the motivating consideration for the Gershon Vision, a reasonable person doesn't like that. Wouldn't decide to divorce his wife or to become a man on the basis of a minor achievement, what is Messiah's use, or whatever the nature of the plan is, however long the plan is. All right, it will give me a good feeling if she'll go the long plan. So maybe it's not a major consideration. So if it's not a major motivation, it's not the motivating consideration. So Mele, even if the Knai's bottle is not fulfilled, so the mice cannot be bottled because of Toyas. Toyas is only Shayach when a certain event is the motivating consideration. So my little moment is, which are not so major, so Kima Knai or Bikla Knai might be the motivating consideration. But Dikla Drushcha are so major, so Kimatnai and Vitlatnai are not reasonably the motivating aspect. It's an extra thing that he wants to achieve. An extra thing. Since he decided to marry her anyway, or to divorce her anyway, so he wants to achieve an extra thing. So Simon Zeus, how is he going to complain? It's a minor objective. It's not the motive consideration for the getting of the mission. But by the moment is, what Mechiras HaSode is not of such major significance, so then the Kimatai and the Bikratai could be the motivating consideration. Could be motivation. And then you ask, when you go to the daily code of the moment is, so it says, by putting the body in the moving, let's say, if the body of the moment would not be even power, and help the brothers in conquering the Eretz Yisrael from Zion. So then they wouldn't get a Devayam Yisrael. They wouldn't get. Would it have been on the basis of grace? And the Shayach is saying, when Ruben is marking the Soul of Hashem. So then the Shayach is saying, here it was in Sina of Yadivu, translation of Eno, was the owner of Ibrahim, and he gave away Matanya from his property. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have title to Ibrahim. In other words, it was in Sina of Piyadipo. Of Piyadipo, they got the sphere. In Yavu, so they got is fear in reality and conditioning. So, if the condition is fulfilled, then they acquire title in reality. If the condition is not fulfilled, so then they wouldn't acquire title in reality. So, and if the condition is not fulfilled, they wouldn't acquire title in reality. Would it be because of prayers? As to show what the chapter says, prayers. It was a clear by the revelation of the idea, it was a sphere of the idea. So there, if they didn't cross the garden, then they get title not because of prayers, but because the people at night would have negated the sphere. When can people at night negate? If I say only when the night was mischazed in accordance with Yishtar Torah. But if it was mischazed in accordance with Yishtar Torah, so then night cannot be us. This is what I would say. So the mice will be buckled, the schir will be buckled, not on the basis of poets, and it wouldn't make sense to say poets, but on the basis of the new aloha, the people at night negates the mice. So when those people at night negate the mice, only when the night was formulated in accordance with that law, but if it wasn't formulated in accordance with that law, So then night is not going to be amazing. And that's the chat in cases in Tzuris. Without it, there is a person who can know what in the room. So every night, even if my couple would be knowing what the mice can. Why? Because tasteless shitty years like the Raibet in Dushin Batnun, you see. Like the Raibet in Dushin Batnun. not exactly like the Raibet in Dushin Atnun. In other words, in the same way as the Raibet in Dushin Atnun, so he says that the reason is right, the people at night is the battle of the mice and against the mice, not because of toys, but because of the experts there as a Kosovo. The experts there as a Kosovo that night, people at night negates the mice. Not because of toys, but the Raibet in Dushin Batnun, he holds that by the moments, in other words, where there is no wounded in the muhach, where there is no wounded in the muhach, so then, where there is no wounded in the muhach, so then we say that the fact that he gave his consent in the event of the condition being fulfilled, so that shows that he decided to sell the sode or to buy the sode in any event. Mashinkin, if there is a mutiny in the mucha, so the king of Tayyip is not devoted in consideration. Mashinkin, if there is a mutiny in the mucha, so then we say that the king of Tayyip or the people of Tayyip is emotive in consideration. If without a stipulation there is no wounded in the muha, So then we say Kimatnaya Vitlatnaya is not Mukhi translation. It's only an extra thing. An extra thing. So then it cannot be Nivatil on the basis of praise, but only on the basis of the new Aloha. Of the new Aloha. And that's why Teisves says in Ksuves, Derekabadiyah, that without it there's a Hoshi that we should be at Noim, then all Noim would be Noim but Roma Isikaya. Because inasmuch as without the stipulation we wouldn't think that he bases his decision to buy the sword or to sell the sword on the basis of an unimportant thing, so even if he did stipulate, it still doesn't become the motive in consideration. But only if he stipulated in accordance with Mishpat Noim, then there is a new aloche that Bitlat Nai breaks the mice. And it applies even to Hekdesh, according to Mishamai, or to Nozir, according to Mishamai, where Hekdesh Toyes is Have Hekdesh, and Nozir Toyes is Have Nozir. But here, the Ayin holds that by the Mnemonides, even when there is no Umber anymore, but since he did stipulate, so he did indicate his intention, so that means that he considers the Kimatnai and Pitlatnai as the motive in consideration. So then it can be bottled on the basis of Torahs. It can be bottled on the basis of Torahs. So there is no need for Chizuk Hatnai or the Mishpatnoi. But by Gitlo Dushim, which are so major, then it's not Mustaba that this person who did stipulate Hatnai considers this relatively unimportant thing, Kimatnai, Mikvatnai, as the motive in consideration. So by Gitlo Dushim, if the Maise is bottled, it cannot be bottled on the basis of Torahs, but only on the basis. Only on the basis of the new aloche that people at night negate the Maise. So Memele, it requires Mishpidatnoi in order that people at night should negate the Maise. Now, next thing. In Lavo Lotso, the Ottoman is a Suki. As the Kerber of the Nambuya, not what I'm sure I got to do, not what I'm sure I got to do, here the Hazel of Nambuya. So, who returned to Nambuya? Not the first in the Kabul, because the first in the Kabul was of Yeshua, and then from Yeshua gave it to Rabakim. Rabakim returned. So the question is, now since from Nambuya, gave it to Rabbi Yeshua also, almost last year, and Rabbi Yeshua himself was not the kind of man. So Melee, the Ichibin Goyus of Mafia, the Matonator of Yeshua was new and void, and if the Matonator of Yeshua was new and void, so Melee, if the fact of the Matone of Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Akiva was also new and void, so how could anyone of these Tanoim be able to use it? After Pisha Rabbi Yeshua and Yitzir of Nambiel, died in Shor of Nambiel, who will be cut. Shor of Yochei Sheish, Elo Sheyazer, Elo Yodei, Acha Sheyeitzu Kulom. Acha Sheyeitzu Kulom. Right. I think we'll do next.
Chidushin by the Rosh Hashiva Yud Beis Shvat Heitov Shemem Hei, February 3rd, 1985, on Sunday.
If he can collect it from, if the religion doesn't pay, so then the Maori cannot collect from the Maori. So then the Maori can go and collect from God. The question is, but how can you collect from the Maori? The Maori didn't borrow $1,000 from the lady, she didn't borrow. The answer is, view of the fact that the lady that gave the $1,000 to Shimon of Pim of Ruven, so it's considered as if Ruven borrowed. So here too, in view of the fact that Shimon got an honor of Pim of the Isha, so it's considered as if the Isha herself got it, just as in the case of Or. So the Baal can collect from the Or, as if the Or had received the money from the Baal, even though the Or did not receive the money from the Baal. The Lemu received. But Lemu received our people of the Or. So it's considered as if the Or had received. So here too, it's considered as if the Isha had received the money. This is perfect. You know, over half of God would not have a your day. Again, what do you mean? Don't you think that the woman doesn't have a way? He certainly gets a way. After all, his instruction, his wish, is respected, you know. So, but he doesn't have that way of the Elohim's. Come, shall it not say? She goes to get the money. Doesn't mean she doesn't get any angry. She doesn't angry. She enjoys the fact that she got the money of Peel. But she doesn't have the enjoyment of the money. She didn't have the enjoyment of the money. So, I hope that what I know you're from is sharp now. And when Reuven gave the honor to Shimei, and the woman was standing there, all of his catching is in the dishes. The Ahogabu, what I'm going to do, even though she couldn't get the Hanoi, the enjoyment of the man. You know, the Masha got to the table, she already started to know the on the hill in the field. So actually, this halacha of Orev can be explained in three ways. One way of explaining it is the Al-Fusi, like any other office. The Al-Fusi from office. Just as we see that an Orev is responsible, even though an Orev is responsible, he's just as liable as the living himself. But he's not a liable. He didn't get the money. But somebody else got the money because of him, of him. So it's considered as if he had got the money. So he had to, inasmuch as Shimon got the money, Alpio, it's considered as if she got the money. So it's the opposite. That's one way. Another way of explaining it is, it's not like this. It's mamish the same means of. It's mamish the same means of. In other words, whenever somebody is mechanic, and then something happens, it turns out that there was a mistake, there was a twist. She turned out to be an islandess, who she does. So that was the way it is. It's a good reason of prayer, the pushing is for the woman. And suppose he was Mikabishah with the Ivone, so then he can then back in the Ivone. Yes, in the Ivone. So whenever someone Mikabishah Nisha gives her, let's say, dinner or mono, it is Ivone. And then it turns out that the Ivone was invalid for whatever reason it was, for whatever reason it was. So then he can collect, he is entitled to a refund. To collect back the money. Now, so in this case, it's not the old Vishnu, you can say, it's not the old Vishnu. Somewhere. Just as by the Lord. So the Lord is liable, and he is held responsible. As if he had received the loan. So learn out. Here, the Isha is considered as if she had received the Kesef Kedusha. In view of the fact that the Chinen received that outcome. It's the opposite. All we can say, no. It's mamish in the water. Because suppose in this case, where the Isha says to Reuven, ten mono Ishimen, Vakarisha, and he gave him the money. And he said, turn to her and said, Ayat Beleshis, the mono Shemesati, Ishimen Alpich, Alpich. And then, a day later, it turns out that this was Bushitos, the Bushin won't be out. She's an island. An island. So then, like any other Bushin, it turns out to be Bala. So the Baal, the Mikavich, is entitled to a refund. So he can go to Shimon and say, where's the Mona? I gave it to you in details, Bushin, for myself, but it turned out to be Ushitoris. So Mele, you got the money from me, Darftoris, give it back to me. So he's entitled to protect it. Suppose Shimon says, it's too late already, I spent it, I'm not giving the other money. I'm broke, no cash. So then he's entitled to go to the show and collect the money from the issue. Mamish not enough. So it's not the altruism. From Oren, just as in the case of Oren, we consider the money that the lady got out of people of the Oren, as if the Oren had gotten it, and because of that, the Oren is held responsible, as if he had been the lady. So here too, we consider the money that she got, as if he had received it. It's the opposite. No, maybe it's not the opposite. It's one of the same. Because if she says to the Mikavish, you give the money, you give the money to Shimon instead of me, so she counts on her in the event of the contingency of the Dushi turning out to be without. So she has the responsibilities of an art. In the event, the Kedushin is invalidated. Some later, what you say, what you say, but the Kedushin is not turn out to be invalidated. So she's not going to. So we can say, in view of the fact, in case the Kedushin turns out to be invalid, then she's responsible, like an Oreb, and she has to give back the Baal and Kaddish, the money. So maybe even Dushi doesn't turn out to be invalid, so she's also considered that she received the money. By virtue of the fact that she has the responsibility of an order in the case of an invalidation of the Dushi. So in other words, so one way of explaining that is, it's the Al-Fusif Allah. It's not managed enough. And the other way is, it's mamish dinah, because in case the Kedushin turns out to be invalid, then she will be responsible enough. She will have, if he can get a refund from Shimon, so he will be entitled to a refund from her. So Mele, she's considered as if she had received money, because of her responsibility as an art to the Mikavich in case of an invalidation of the Yusha. It's not that. And then, there is a third way of explaining it. The third way of explaining it is in Yerushalmi, in the second page. In the second period, in Bushi. The Ramban mentions that Yoshomer and Maranao Gemara, and the Ramban says that in view of the fact that our Gemara is going to say it, so our Gemara is still coming to Moshe. But it's not Mucha. Maybe there are certain Yoshomer who hold that Yoshomer is not still coming. The Yoshomer in the second prayer, the base of Yoshi, Halacha Aleph, Yerushalmi discusses the case. It is in this Yerushalmi, it's in the second page, it's towards the end of the Jaysa Ohala, when Yerushalmi discusses how to pray, or the whole discussion of the certain mission is called Ohala. So Ohala means discussion, Shachar Tau and Yerushalmi after the first mission. So it's that called Bays. It's that for base of a base. Omar Avile. He said it once on the top. Omar Avile. Our only Zohar in Nishon in Shalomaiwo, the Chizer Vizei Chalati. You're trying to discuss the case. Right, this is what? Of 10 million plane. But the plane happens to be an order. The reason because the plane is not in the same case. The Isha says to go there. The one in the Kaddish will be fine. But the men are that you want to give me the first wishing instead of giving me, give me that poor man to honor. Give me that woman. And he gives it to the army. He gives it to the army. And his Mikadish. With the number that he gives to the only output is this demand. So, according to Rabbi Le, she is Mekadeshes, because since the Isha wants it that way, that he is in accordance with her desire, that she should be Mekadeshes, with the number being given to the only. So Mele, when Ubin the Mikavish gives the monarch to the Oni, in effect, he tells the Oni, you be Zeicha for each. For one more, after all, Zohar, I mean here, so that's the wish of the Isha. So Mele, he can be there for the Isha, Machmas Schools, Machmas Shulchas of the Isha. The Isha wants him to get it. And then, after you are there for the Isha, you have it in your shoes, in your hand, you be there for yourself. So there is a double sphere here taking place. First, when he is makes the Avoya in the Mona, when the only makes the Avoya in the Mona, he intends to be safe for the Isha, but the Isha wants the only to have it. So then he's there for now. He makes another angle. In other words, he keeps it in his hand. So he makes another angle. So that's what the Yoshama said. Omar Avile, O only Zoha with the Isha and Isha Bailo, the Chayda of the Zeicha reaction. So the Yerushalmi says, according to Rabbi, if the somebody else, so then she will not be gracious. The Ramban mentions this Yerushalmi, and he says how the Lord doesn't give that explanation. How the Lord gives the explanation by doing the Lore, so that means that how the Lord is really kind of dealing with Yerushalmi. Now the Yosemeach and the Ramban, he says, we have to say that our Gemara is Chilik and Yerushalayim. It's not just Ramban's life. But we are Mukhar. We are forced to say that our Gemara doesn't agree with Yerushalayim. Because our Gemara mentions in the Nesh Simbar. If our Gemara agreed with the Moses and the explanation, Yerushalmi. So then the question arises, how can it be reconciled with the Dinor? Maybe, why not? Maybe the Halacha world is also that way. Maybe the whole Dinor world. Now, how do we know the Dinor world? So the Dinor says first, the Dinor says, Onichi, which is mentioned in connection with the Yomi, mentioned the connection with the Yomi in all the partial tapes, let's say the God in all to human beings, not the Yomi. And then the one mentions the possible way, I think we have a deal with the pastor, the one mentions the possible initial, Norakto, Nereyacho, the Kashto, the Kato is all Kapecha, the Kashto be my feel. So that means there is such a thing in the office, and the family is sure. And Shlomo urges us not to become involved that way. Anyway, there is our Havar. Maybe the whole thing of all that is based upon that oneness. As Yerushalmi says here, in other words, Reuven says to Shimon, you lend me $1,000 to lend me, and I'm going to be the guarantor. In case Levi doesn't pay you, I'll pay. So then Levi doesn't pay, he can collect from the bank. She can collect from the bank. But Levi didn't get a loan of $1,000. Maybe since Levi got $1,000 for people to move in, so it is the wish of Reuven, it is the wish of Reuven, that when he gets the $1,000 in his hand, when Levi gets the $1,000 in his hand from Shimon, he should be zeichen the $1,000 on behalf of Reuven, and then be zeichen, he still has it in his hand, be zeichen for himself, from Reuven. Maybe that's the explanation of the Din of Ore. Is it possible in Mishnah? Why? But how is it to be explained that possible in Mishnah? And the basis, because the Levi is Zeche in the $1,000 for Reuven, the Levi, he's zeichen the $1,000 he gets from Shimon, he gives a way. So he's zeichen that $1,000 for Reuven, and then it is the wish of Reuven he should be zeichen for himself. So how do we know that our time is zeichen? How do we know it's really going to be zeichen? So the Yosemeach says, and that comes from the beginning of the Sishas. Yosemeach, it's a long Yosemeach. So Yosemeach says no, because the Gemara says, in Mulabasta, suppose Reuven says to Shimon, you lend Levi the $1,000, I'll be responsible. And then then Shimon says, you know what, I trust you. You know what, I'll go. Here you have $1,000. And then I'm learning with the money. And then you lend this $1,000 to him. So in that event, you go, Nosom Nosom Yad. It's called Nosom Nosom Yad. Nosom Nosom Yad means not that Shimon gave the $1,000 to Levi al pi Hurimim, but he gave the $1,000 to Hurim Mamish. And then Shimon takes the $1,000 and gives it to Levi. So in that event, Shimon cannot even make demands upon Levi. He can only make demands upon Hurim. He can only make demands upon Hurim. And Hurim can collect from Levi. Because then it's 12 ways. It's 12 ways. So now, if we are going to say that the whole Din of Alves is based upon that Lomdes, that Levi has covenant to be Zeichet in the $1,000 for Reuven, and then he has covenant to be Zeichet from Reuven for himself. So it's like Nosom Nosom Yad. So in every case of Oves, the Malve should not be able to collect from Levi. He should only be able to collect from the Ore and not from the Levi. But the Din is that he can collect first. He has to try to collect from the Levi. So we see, and then if he can, then he has a right to collect from the Ore. So we see that the liability and the responsibility of the Ore is not based upon this double schir, that the Levi is first zeche for the Ore, and then he zeche for himself. Because then every Oves would have the same status as Nosom Nosom Yad, so the Oves wouldn't even be able to collect from the Levi, but only from the Ore. Only from the Ore. That's why they are saying. Actually, it's no error. It's no error. The Ramban says that our Gemara is failing, because our Gemara mentions our indomination is wrong. So if our Gemara had agreed with the Yerushalmi, it would mention this wrongness. But that is no error. Why? Because we can say that the Dinochname, every Alves, is based upon the wrongness. The Delinve is a refers the 1,000 Jews for the Oreb, and then he Zeichet for himself. So from that he Zeichet for the Oreb, and then he still has it in his hand, so there's a Rav Boye in Kiev, so he Zeichet for himself. But then you ask, so then it should have the same thing as Nosom Nosom Yad. As Nosom Nosom Yad. The answer is there's a difference. Nosom Nosom Yad means that the Malve has nothing to do with the Levi. Has nothing to do with the Levi. He just gives the 1,000 Zeus to the Ore. And then the Ore has a relationship with the Levi. So it's 12 ways. One relationship is between the Malve and the Ore, the so-called Ore. It's not in the Ore. That's one way, and the other relationship is the second relationship, the second perception that takes place between Reuven and Levi. One relationship, one perception takes place between Shimon and Reuven. He lends Reuven 1,000 zoos. Then there is another perception between Reuven and Levi. Mashiach here. When he doesn't give the money directly to Reuven, he gives it directly to Levi. So that means, even though the intention of the parties is that Levi should first be Zeichet, he should first be Zeichet for for himself, so there is a certain reservation in the sphere for Ruvain. In other words, he's not zecher for Ruvain, and then Ruvain will be able to throw it away and to use it himself. In other words, it's a shield in the sphere for Ruvain. In other words, he's zecher for Ruvain, of nas that Ruvain should use the same money in learning it to learn. So it's a shield. It's like the law in Gushin that forbids. In other words, the nine little hills of Gesser, but the nine doesn't have any money, doesn't have any money. So Gushin says that two ways. Either somebody else, a third party, gives the Gesser to the Eved, and then the Eved gives it to the one little hills, or the third party gives it directly to the Odin, unless she hates them the hills. So in other words, so as the mitzvah points out, so what does it mean? Suppose the Odin takes it when he says, I want to buy a drink with that money. Can I do it? In other words, it's a shield. It's a shield in the Hathloye to the Odin. He cannot be zeyche and do whatever he wants. He can be zeyche in it, but he can use it only for one purpose, in releasing them. So here too, when a lady is zeyche for one moment in the thousand zoos for Ruvain, so he's not zeyche for Ruvain absolutely and unconditionally. It's with a certain reservation. He's zeyche for Ruvain to the extent that Ruvain can use it in lending it to him. So it's not two separate avoids, like Kosovo's Miyah. That's why, in this case, the Malve has a right, and first he has to do it that way. He has to try to collect from Levi first, because it's not a claim he was zeyche for Ruvain, absolutely. Levi was zeyche for Ruvain, so that Ruvain will be zeyche in it, and to use it for one purpose only. For which purpose? Lending it to him. So Mele, it's one transaction, it's not two envoys, two separate transactions. So Mele, it's unlike Nosem Nosemia. But we could say that Ha'olimore is not Ha'olimore. Except that Ramban says, in view of the fact that Ha'olimore doesn't mention the Kedudas, that means that Ha'olimore is Ha'olimore. But actually, this being of Kedudas in Yore can be explained in three different ways. One is that it's Yalfus Tamor. The second alternative observation is it's not the Alfuse Kumor, but it's Mamish Dinor, because in case the Dushi turns out to be invalid, so then the Mekavish will be able to get a refund of the money from Shimon, in case Shimon doesn't get it, then they'll be entitled to a refund from the Isha. So Shemamesh has the liability and the responsibility of Nora. That's why it's considered as if she was in the case. Because she has the responsibility of Nora, so it's Mamesh in Nora, not the Yalfus of Nora. And the third explanation is the Yoshamus explanation. So the Ramban says the Tao of Nora is here. Okay.
Better, Dad.
Now the Ramban is not Mamish Malibu Moray, but it's a Moray Da Press.
Who hold that there is no machlokes between the Bar and Yerushalmi.
and maybe the Bible mentions all that, but maybe more can be explained at all. The Yosemite says no, but that's not Mukhammed, that is. That's about all. Okay. So there are three possible ways of explaining. Now this other Eilich wanted his catching plane and he dashes in the middle of nine. And nine will have a lot of Hosa will be there because I'm in Ache. I got when I'm there, a lot of Hosa will be there because I'm in line. What is it? Still in time. In other words, if Ruben says, in Bishop, Eilich wanted be scatching plainly. Here you have the money, and you become the dashes to Shimon. Now, who has to do the distribution? The Baal, the Mikadosh. Who is the Baal Shimon? Not Ruben. And here it was given by Ruben on behalf of Shimon. So should you do it? So, the Mora says, the Kodeshes will never mind. It now we must be seen coming on changes after the test of our building or shattering the reason of the million. If we came after the eight of the hills, the Ahod Abu Hosani by the now walking is a little tiny. Is eight of the hills how the test? The question is, how did the tiny have money? So, the Mishnah mentions two possibilities. One possibility is that somebody gives the blind money, so then the Lord will be saying immediately, much for the rabbi, because he stipulates on Nashe and Rabbi, they should make some merit that prevents the Lord from being saying money. And if it's some merit, they have that money. Then he can use that money in releasing himself from the order. The other possibility is not that the third party gives the money to the Eved on national abortion, but he gives the money to the order on behalf of the Eved. So it's considered as seeing the Eved in him. So we have the Halloween, the thing in the world, the Israel Hills, who is the king? Who has to be the king? The king. Who is Kinesh Hatzim? The evidence to give his guest. And still the third party gives his guest. The third party is guest. So it's considered as if it had been given by the evidence, as if the guest had been the evidence. Why? Because the third party gave it on behalf of the evidence. So here too, Ruben gave the money on behalf of Shimon, it's considered as if the money, the mono had been Shimon's, as if Shimon had been. Now, so here too we can raise the same question. Maybe it's Yahweh puts it from the point. Or maybe it's not Yahweh, it's Mamish the same, it's not Yahweh the same, it's small, just as over there. So in order to meet the hills, who is the king? There it. So the Tiny has to give his guest. And it's not given by the Eved, it's given by a third party, so it's considered as being given by the Eved on account of the fact that the third party is giving it on behalf of the third party, you see. On behalf of the third party. So the third party is giving it on behalf of the Eved. So here too, Ruben is giving it on behalf of Shimon, so it's considered as if she had given the kesef. It's not the same thing. It's not a yacht. Now, as far as this theory is concerned, so we have one raya. We have one raya from the Rambam. The Rambam mentions the first thing we got into here. Because the Lord says, so the Rambam, mentions it regarding the Mechira. And the Talmud put us in the Chidah Lachem Mor. Ha'ema l'chaveret en mono l'tlaini v'yikne b'yisi loch kim shenosan kona ha'bayis b'yino. But the second thing, the second thing, and the third thing, en mono l'tlaini l'akami shenosan